And I would like for you to go ahead and just go and let us go before the Lord, go before the throne in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne truly humbled and thankful. We are so thankful for the cross. We're thankful for this time of Lent, of sacrificing something as a token of our gratitude for the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Master's call. We thank you for two dynamic women of God who decided that this was what you had given them the mandate to do, the Master's call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, Father God. We ask your blessing upon them and their households. We ask that you continue to give them innovative ideas and strategies and bless everything that they do, that it may glorify you. We thank you for the entire TMC call family. We thank you for the prayer warriors, the ministers, the prayer intercessors, and we ask you, Father God, to continue to bless us to come together in unity, to continue that you may get glorified in this call. We thank you for the families that are going through a season of bereavement. Lord, we think of Charlie's mom who went to go and be with the Lord. We pray for your hand of comfort. We ask, Father God, that you comfort not only her, but her entire family. So when one matriarch or patriarch makes their transition, Lord, we are happy that they're no longer suffering. But there is an ache in the heart, a pain in the heart, if you will, that they are being missed in the earth. But we thank you for the sovereignty of your will. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the praise reports of the folks that have called into the Master's call and shared their prayer requests. But I thank God that, Father God, you don't only hear our prayers, but you are a God that answers prayers. So, Father God, as we get into this old taste and see that you are good Thursday, we want to settle our hearts. We want to lift up the speaker, Father God. We ask in the matchless name of Jesus that you anoint their vocal cords, that you give them clarity of thought as they bring forth the word that you have downloaded into their hearts. Let us as a listening audience not only listen but apply the word of God to our lives. We thank you and we bless you, and we ask also, Father God, that you continue to be with the artist family, the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you that is the thread that brought many of us together on this line. So we pray for the artist conference that is coming up next weekend, the artist corporate office and the king of artists, that you would be so kind to continue to bring forth the volunteers that can help with the services on Sunday. So we ask all these things in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. TMC family, I want to say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. May you have a blessed day. And now at this time, I am going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister LaShawn. I love you with the blood of Jesus, and there's nothing you can do about that. Take it away.
Amen. I wouldn't want to change it for one bit. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I just want to thank you, Minister Ada, for such an awesome tag and a powerful prayer. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and I can attest to that. I tell you, we say that food tastes good, and we may say a TV show is good, and we may say we even look good in those shoes, but I tell you, God is so good to us, and his mercy is just so faithful. So welcome, Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time on a call, we want you to come back again and again. Bring a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, or if you greet a stranger on the street, let them know that God is good and you want to invite them to a blessed call. And that call is the Master's Call. We meet every Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. Eastern, 6:50 Central, 5:50 Mountain, and 4:50 out there in the West Coast. We encourage you to call in early so you can give a mini praise report or a testimony or just share who you are and where you are calling from. It is all about fellowship and praise, and it's all about the Master. So we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. We also want to invite you to our interactive website, which can be found at www.themasterscall.net. .net, not .com, .net. And there you will be able to find archived messages, daily messages, the speaker's bios, prayer requests can be placed there, and you also can learn about corporate fasts and directives that come with it. Being that this is an interactive website, you definitely can leave comments on there if you are blessed by the word, and again, you can leave your prayer request there as well. We also invite you to utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. And there you can send us your praise reports, your testimonies, your prayer requests, or just let us know how you're doing and drop us a line. We love, love, love to hear from you. So please use that email address. We're also encouraging you to use that email address and let us know if God has told you it's time for you to join a TMC call. We are inviting men and women from the north, the south, the east, and the west to join the Master's Call, to be a prayer intercessor, to greet, or if God has given you a word in your belly and it is time for it to come out. We're also inviting our Master's Call family from the past. We would love, love, love for you to come back and join us. We trust that the season is right, and we would love to have you back on. So go ahead and give us an email. Our prayer general, Minister Robin, or Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, will get back to you immediately and letting you know, thus saith the Lord. We're also asking our Master's Call family to join us, because in exactly 7 days, 5 hours, 52 minutes, and 13 seconds, you are invited to go to the Artists Reloaded Conference in Houston, Texas. And I tell you, the Kings of Artists and Corporate Artists is putting on something that is going to blast your socks off. You are invited to the Artists International Empowerment Conference, where all roads internationally and nationally leads to the Westin Marriott Hotel in Grand Ole Houston, Texas. You'll be able to meet the founders of Artists, and you'll also meet the top money earners, Dorothy Cook, our platinum president Gail Mathis. I mean, just everybody. There's just so much going on. You'll be able to unleash your wealth potential like never before. And you can hear more about this powerful conference that will be taking place in exactly 7 days, 15 hours, 51 minutes, and 23 seconds by listening to the MMC call. And that number is area code 530-881-1300. That access code is 539-598-pound. And that call is immediately after this one at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there in the West Coast. So you may say, well, wait a minute, what does that have to do with anything? Well, that morning motivational call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it's also led by artistpreneurs and movers and shakers in the business, Artists International is one of the greatest health and wellness companies out there. It is a leader in reshaping garments, and it's innovative in weight loss supplements. And I have heard that people's health reports, their mindsets, even their zip codes have changed because of Artists International. So I challenge you to go back to the person who told you about this call and let them know you want to know more about Artists International, which is a Christian-based health and wellness company. So now you may say, well, wait a minute, well, this is a prayer call. I don't understand how this has to do with each other. Well, again, I am glad that you ask. Go back to the person, and trust me, they will let you know everything that you need to know. Artists International actually threaded us together. We're all Artists International distributors, and our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, are too. And speaking of them, they listened to God's word when he gave them the mandate about this call you are on right now. I tell you, this call has been uninterrupted since October 25th, 2010. We are going on 5 years strong, uninterrupted, uncontaminated, and just truly, truly blessed. And God gave those two visionaries a mission statement for this call, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, because we know that anything that goes with clarity and decency and order stands on the word of God. And that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We're going to end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer. So go ahead to our website, learn a little bit more about everybody on the call. Again, we invite you to join us, but right now it is that time, which is preaching time, and I am so excited about this beautiful woman of God that is coming on. We're talking about none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. You can go ahead and read her bio. But Minister Brenda is a proud mother of 5 children. She is also a proud grandmother of 3 grandsons. And throughout the years of God's blessings, Minister Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, inclusive of herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. But God pulled her through, and her favorite words is, God is faithful. Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. MacArthur is a senior pastor. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping other people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ with her husband, Freddie, of over 36 years. I am excited to introduce to you none other than Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there, my love?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you for that warm introduction. And I want to thank you, Minister Ada, for, taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise God. I just love hearing God's word this early in the morning. And I want to give honor first to my Heavenly Father for another opportunity to go before his people. And I truly want to thank Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for being such honoring women of God who allowed me to share this platform. Well, we're going to go right to it. I asked God, I said, okay, Lord, what is it you want me to share with your people? And I kept hearing, break every chain. Break every chain. You know, we're going to identify what chains we're relating to here. We're talking about bonds, yokes, strongholds. We have the opportunity to break them. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share with your people. And, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that it is no longer Brenda, but it is Christ that dwells in me. Lord, feed us all. Feed us till our cup runs over, that we be true believers and servants to honor your name, to glorify you in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. When we're going to name a few of these chains that usually linger with believers in everyday lives. Again, I want to say Galatians 5:1 tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And then be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, the yoke of slavery. Let's look at some chains of the past. How often do we allow past offenses, past situations, past circumstances hover over our minds, our hearts? We should immediately rebuke the enemy, and remind him that we are blood-washed and blood-bought children of the Most High God. What about chains of sickness and disease? We have to come to the realization that we don't have to accept any of the doctor's reports. We go to the doctor, we get their report, but we stand on God's word. He was wounded for our transgressions, the Bible says, and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Did you hear me say that? I said, we were healed. It's fixed. He did the work. So we'll heal by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, let's look at chains of worry and stress. The word tells us that our faith does not lie in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We tend to worry about our children. We worry about the bills. We stress out over tasks we take on, wanting to do everything ourselves, and not allowing others to help us. When we cast our every care to God, he's expecting us to sit down and watch him manifest. He asked the question even, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Okay, let's look at chains of confusion. We definitely know who's the author of that. If the pastor, say for instance, gave me an assignment to carry out a task and he gave another person a different assignment, but yet I intervened and I volunteered to do their assignment also, that's an open door for confusion, because we need to realize that obedience is better than sacrifice. I need to stay in my lane, be obedient, and allow God to do the work through that assignment he has given me. Disobedience, by the way, will bring confusion. I thought I'd throw that in. Now, while we're staying in prayer, asking God for direction in every aspect of our lives, when we read and study his word to strengthen our spiritual man, our armor is on to break the chains. They're on the armor is on to cast out every fleshly thought, every fleshly way. Let's look at Acts 12:7. Acts 12:7 says, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shined in the cell, and he smote Peter on the side and awoke him, saying, rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. That was under the power of God. And we still have that resurrection power abiding in us each and every day. Matthew 16:19, it told us, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind, forbid on earth, will be bound, forbidden in heaven. And whatever you loose, permit on earth, will be loose, permitted in heaven. Even Nahum 1:13 says, now I will break the yoke of bondage from your neck and tear off the chains of the Assyrian oppression. You know, I have to relay when the enemy attacked me, and the thing that I want to share with you is that, yes, my mother was confined to the bed from a stroke for 29 years. But then after seeing how and learning that God had told us that we don't have to accept anything the devil puts on us, and I was under that attack where my whole body went. I couldn't speak. I couldn't walk. My whole right side went. And all I could do when my husband was trying to get me, set me up to dress me, all I could think in my heart, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth, it's going to be all right. And it took everything within me to say, Jesus, and that's the way it came out. And I'm here to tell you, after he dressed me and got me to the hospital, I was able to undress myself, praise God. And that gave me the reality that God's word was true. And I can't say it enough, and I can't instill it in you enough, that the chains that try to overtake us, we got the power to speak to them and tell them they don't have to, they can't stay. They really can't stay. You know, remember all the believers, we got to be aware that God has equipped all of us to overcome the enemy's tactics of bondage. The Apostle Paul said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, of a fleshly or earthly nature, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. You may recall the time when the 70 disciples returned to the Lord, rejoicing about the results of their ministry. They remarked, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And Jesus pointed out that the great marvel of this was that the devils were subject to them because their names were written in heaven. In other words, because they were saved, because of their relationship with Christ, they had the authority over the enemy by the name of Jesus. So that name, Jesus, has given us the authority. He has given us the authority to use his name to expel the forces of the evil one. And believers, Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out demons. He said it in Mark 16:17. Now, let's go through a few of the steps of how we break chains, okay? By authority. He's given us the authority. We have the right, and we need to use the authority of Jesus' name to bind and take authority over any of the enemy's activities. We walk in the flesh. Yes, we do. But we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, remind you, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So what are the weapons? We got prayer, we got fasting, we got praise, we got the word, obedience. Remember, obedience is very important, because sometimes God will say, be still. Don't say anything. I got this. Sometimes we talk too much. We feel like we have to defend ourselves in every encounter. Listen to the Spirit of God for direction. It's so, so, so key. And then another step is intercession. When we come together as we do here on the Master's Call and as believers and pray and intercede against strongholds until we get results, that's an intensified power in the gathering of two or more believers. When two or three, he says, touch and agree, God is in the midst. Prayer with fasting intensifies faith, and faith will break strongholds and chains. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast them out? However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So fasting is key as well. I remember in Isaiah 58, it says, rather, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Okay, so the next step we could say is displacement. Establish the presence of God. Yokes are broken in God's presence. How? Again, speaking his word, praising and worshiping him in the beauty of holiness. Where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the presence of the Lord is, the atmosphere changes and bondage is removed. The presence of the Lord displaces the enemy. The Bible says the mountains even melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. Okay, what about resistance? Submit ourselves and draw close to God. Our submission to God breaks chains consistently. The enemy with his tactics runs from your life. Therefore, submit to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Occupation, let's look at that. Give no place or vacancy to the enemy. Let the righteousness be the standard rule and behavior. Because you know that's a part of the warring gear, is walking in his righteousness. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And lastly, we're going to say fortification. We should clothe ourselves with God's armor. Take upon us daily the full array of God's spiritual equipment that we may maintain battle-ready status with the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, and all the other armor that God has given us in Ephesians 6. We will be ready to break every chain that tries to entangle us into bondage. Jesus did say, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. Wow. We see many among us, my TMC family, that are in chains. They are in chains of addiction. People want out but feel they can't break loose. There are chains of abuse, detrimental relationships that the person feels that they're the guilty party. Then there are chains of unforgiveness, holding on to hurts and offenses of a person that has moved on. We have work to do. Truly, truly, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Not only are we called to break loose from the chains of bondage on our own lives, but we definitely must give the commission to go. We were given the commission to go. And we need to help others get free from the bondage they are trapped in. Now, may I add that there are religious chains that we get trapped into as well. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to hurry up and get through with this. Many times, the homes and our families are neglected because we're spending so much time working the work of the Lord in the church, okay? I've done that. I've been there. And unconsciously thinking I can work for the Lord by doing all this work at church. But my family's neglected. That's a chain. The word said in Isaiah 10:27 that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. The enemy himself has been defeated. God has redeemed us, and because of his anointing, the yokes were destroyed. Will we truly receive the finished work of Calvary? I want to close with the same scripture I started with. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Let's break every chain. God bless you, and I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm giving it back to you, Minister LaShawn.
My God, my God, my God. We could say ouch or amen. Break every chain, break every chain. Minister Brenda, I tell you, that was an awesome, powerful message. I'm going to call you back after we have our prayer request uplifted for our benediction. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you so much for using your vessel, Minister Brenda, this morning to bring your word, to break every chain, and to know that anything you have delivered us from, we are to keep it moving and move ahead to be kingdom builders and change agents. God, we just thank you so much for the power of forgiveness and the power of the blood of the Lamb. We just want to say thank you, God, for breaking every yoke, everything that's inaccurate of us that does not speak to you, Lord. We just want to thank you so much for breaking the chains of poverty, breaking the chains of addiction, breaking the chains of unforgiveness, breaking the chains of disease, breaking the chains of anything that is not of you. Those names must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. And God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just thank you for covering all prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, because it's already yay and amen in the matchless name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you for Minister Brenda. We ask that you refill her as she gave so much of herself this morning. Lord, we want to thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and ask that you do the same. Touch their ministries, touch their hearts, and touch all those around them. And I ask the same for the Master's Call family and those under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Master's Call family, I invite you to tell everybody about this word. Give them the playback number, 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. Again, go to our website for prayer directives and more about the Master's Call, www.themasterscall.net. And again, we're looking for volunteers to join us in Houston, Texas for our service. Whether you can sing, whether you can hum a tune, We want you to join us or to be hostess or whatever that you can contribute for that great day of service on Sunday. And again, we want you to go to the MMC call, which is directly after this one, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND, where you can hear more about the Artist Empowerment Conference that we're asking if you are interested in helping us. Well, I want to say, Minister Ada, thank you for greeting and seating God's children this morning with, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And by the sound of that word, we know that he is beyond good. I want to thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for saying yes to the Father and creating this call. And for all of you who are listening right now, we love you, love you, love you. Go out there. Be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and with the love of the Lord. And Minister Brenda, once again, we thank you for allowing God to decrease you and increase in you and becoming the vessel for thus saith the Lord this morning. Please come back for our closing benediction.
Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.